Restore recording processes activate.
That's a thing.
Those are words.
It's not even real.
What is real?
Look at that guy. He looks so sad, and he's holding something in his pocket like it's like, he's like, gun? I gotta make sure this gun doesn't look like a gun in my pocket.
Down!
That's what I always used to worry about when I, oh wait, not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
Got it.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I love it. Giving him the bait.
Sit sock.
Hey everybody, this is Kyle.
Kendrick.
We're gonna hear you talk to you today about something.
Is it whether or not we should have a theme song?
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
I watched another podcast the other day with a video, and they had a little song, and the guys were dancing to the song in their own podcast.
How did they dance to it? How
they just,
you know they
were just, well, no, it was a video of the podcast. Oh, okay. Only theirs are like 2 hours long, and I'm like, fuck, no one wants to listen to that shit. That's like a month of solid sit-socks
there. I feel like ours hit a sweet spot of...
I like it.
30 minutes
I wish people would understand stop signs better.
Well, I mean, stop sign, shmop sign. The second one is written in a real word, so it doesn't mean anything, so you don't have to stop.
Fuck it. I wish people would understand those things that I understand.
So, theme song. Aww.
Oh, just leave your door open, though. That's fine. Just put your car anywhere.
Theme song. Theme song, thing song. Well, I'm thinking just like Focus by Hocus Pocus. Or the other
one. Well, I don't think we can secure rights to an actual song, so I could try and make something that sounds like that. Like, it'll be called Concentrate by Abracadabra.
Okay, that's going to be our theme song. It's totally not Focus by totally not
I'm going to make a band called Abracadabra just so I can make a total knockoff song called Concentrate.
It's like a good...
Wanted to make sure we didn't dive.
That makes me think of college. Maybe we should talk about weird college stuff today.
Sure. I mean, we had like a plan, and then the day from hell.
No. Actually, there's so many things. Maybe we can record two today. Just drive real slow.
We're not gonna get home fast.
So the first thing we wanted to talk about was government systems, or I don't know. This is a week away from what we talked about last time.
It's been forever. I think it was talking about
the switch of
the mentality of the different parties and why some people, the strange disconnect between one half that are like, oh my God, how could you even think of voting for X?
I like that topic too, because it's interesting to see like how those different groups kind of just like are totally like, oh my God, you don't like pepperoni on your pizza? Unfriended. And you're like, what? That wasn't even like, you could totally live with someone who didn't like that.
Yeah.
But you decided to make it
somehow
a point to
build
hate
your identity
them.
On that.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about that.
I feel like I might have written an article about that.
Building your identity, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Don't rehash. It's boring to hear you
talk
about
the
same thing twice.
We don't have. Actually, we do have a fan.
Who?
What's his name? Who keeps commenting on all the posts?
Matt.
Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Shout out to Matt.
Yeah.
The only person who comments who isn't dating one of us or related to one of us.
Yeah, I know. My ex doesn't comment on it.
She don't give a fuck about
you,
dude.
She scrolls through Facebook.
She doesn't give a fuck about you.
Hi, Amy.
You're never
going
to listen to this. If you comment here, I'll buy you a cheap bottle of wine.
Or maybe even a cheap bottle of wine.
Or possibly a cheap bottle of vodka.
Or maybe just a box
of
wine.
Or I'll just set Kyle's head on fire.
Yeah, you don't like my hair anyway.
You know?
So that wasn't something you did in college, though. I've heard crazy stories about people pulling swords on other people.
In college?
Yeah.
Why would you pull a sword on
someone? I mean, Kevin Chu, that dude.
Hi, Kevin Chu.
I hope
there's absolutely no chance of him listening to this podcast.
Well, that's not fair. He probably could, but...
Yeah, but he hates both of us, so... It would be really unlikely for him to do that.
There's one story...
I'm gonna keep offering things to people who just bribe our way to followers.
Highball. We'll buy more highball if you give us money. Is that bribing? Did I do it right?
No, I mean like Kevin Chu. I'll buy you a fish sandwich if you
are you trying to
comment
are you
on
trying
this
to like have sex with him?
No. I'm
hey,
just...
did you guys hear that too? Because we could hear it.
I can hear it. That guy doesn't care about his life.
Look at how big that back wheel is. It's enough to like skin his entire face off.
It would rip his dick off.
So, I have this amazing story that Kendrick pulled one time in college where he got so drunk and didn't spill a pitcher of beer.
That's a good story, actually.
I don't remember all of it, but you
I don't
tell
like,
it.
I don't know that I like the story overall.
It just involves getting Kendrick...
Let me put it this way. Okay. This is a cautionary tale about why you shouldn't drink
this is
when
the
you're
story
sick.
Of Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ugliest boy in town.
No. This is a story about Kendrick.
The ugliest boy in town.
And why you shouldn't drink when you're sick. Because
at least, okay, so I learned at one point, I don't remember when I learned this, but it was like, you shouldn't drink a lot or really much, like, any alcohol when you have, like, a cold or a flu or something like that, because it can fuck up your immune system and make you get sicker, or, like, make you stay sicker longer because it compromises your immune system, because now your body has to deal with the alcohol.
So if you like being drunk, drink while you're sick.
Well, what I didn't realize was, at least for me, this manifested as getting wasted off of, like, a beer. So when I was out, and it was like a weekly thing, and we were going, we were supposed to go see a movie or something, and I was like, I'll just have a quick drink because I was going to meet somebody for a drink and then we'll go to the movie. Like, cool. I have a drink, and then I immediately lost all decision-making abilities and then continued drinking. Didn't go see the movie or whatever the fuck it was supposed to be. I think it was it was the short films on campus. So it's like, you don't really want to go, but you want to go to be with other people. But really, the films were awful. So it didn't matter.
Okay.
So I didn't miss anything. But I had a few drinks, and then the other person I was trying to hang out with went, and I was like, I'll go hang out with those people. And I just walk over to another table of people I knew, and then drank till they went home, and then went over to another table and did this, and then the accounts start to vary about what happened, because then apparently I went to another bar, because someone texted me, was like, hey, are you out? Come over here. I'm like, cool. I went over there, and went back somewhere else, went to another, like, I didn't piece together everything that happened this night for a couple of weeks. And that was one of those, like, okay, and that was one of those where I really backed down on the drinking for a little while to, like, try and get my shit together. Because
when, like, 15 people are telling you what you did, like, yeah. Like...
And nobody was mad, and nobody got hurt, and nobody was upset, nobody, I mean, nothing bad happened, but it was just because I was sick, so it was like, it was fucking hitting me so hard. Yeah. And then what happened was I came into the brewery, which is no longer there, it closed.
Really?
Yep. Why? A new brewery opened up across the street now.
Really? The brewery's closed?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they got shut down for some reason. No, but
they had the best fish tacos.
They did, and maybe that's why they ran out of money, because those were only $1. but anyway, I did not recall that there was a live band playing.
There was.
Yeah, somebody had told me that later, and I didn't like comprehend that when I entered that building. For some reason, like I was that far gone already. I still remember that what happened, but in my memory, there was just some noisy fuckers in the corner, and it didn't like register that there was a band.
That's kind of how you describe bands at the brewery, though. Is
to
like,
be, yeah, and to be fair, it was the faculty band, so they were basically just noisy fuckers on the corner, which might have been their like alternate name.
you might also find them as the faculty band.
Yeah,
or noisy fuckers in the corner.
No, them noisy fuckers in the corner. I don't know what their actual name was, but. It was like Spin Doctors, but not the Spin Doctors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because they were all...
They were all doctors. Well, no, they were all professors. But
yeah, that's right.
Maybe they were the Spin Professors. I don't remember, but...
The Twist Professors?
Yeah. Maybe they were the Twist Doctors.
Spin the rest of the episode going with acronyms. Or synonyms. Sorry. Synonyms.
Synonym buttons.
Just like grammar used to make.
Okay.
You guys... Did you hear? I hope you guys understood that.
That was me trying not to vomit. Anywho... So yeah, I went to the bar, and I remember saying in my head, in my mind talks, because I was like, uh-oh, I'm probably a little too drunk for this. Normally what I should have said, and what you should say at home, part of the cautionary tale, is I'm probably too drunk to order beer, get some water, maybe a blanket, go home. Like, that's what you should do. Instead, I attempted the following sentence. I'll have a picture of the People's Porter, please. Because they had a beer called the People's Porter. And I mastered it, and I said it, and as I was listening to myself saying it, I'm like, nailed it. And she goes, oh, we're out. What else can I get you? And then
shit.
I was like, fuck.
I only practiced that one sentence.
I don't know what else they have. And that was all that I knew that they had.
It's everything's fine. All the stuff filled up. Spilled out of your bag.
That's good.
It's all bad.
That's fine. Just we were just
think
we're
about
just,
the worst situation
we're
you've
just,
ever been
we're
in
just stopping at green lights because, you know, this guy's going to get T-boned. I watched this happen a couple years ago.
This is my nightmare.
No, like this dumbass who's trying to like squeak through here. I watched someone do that and someone came screaming by and just bam, knocked him right out of the intersection.
Did you like, were you just covered in blood from like 20 feet away?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what just happened to
Joe
me.
Was like scarred for life.
Is he
for
really?
Weeks, days.
Hours, minutes.
Like 45
but
seconds.
The but we real point like, of the story is...
No. So here's the next part, which was... And I got to get through the whole thing, because it's such a good story, right? So I look up, and she points at the chalkboard across the room. And I look at it, and the whole thing is just waving and hazing, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I look at it for a bit, and I'm like... This is the part which is weird. Like, I was still strangely cogent, so this is where I don't think I was totally wasted. It was just part sick, part drunk.
Yeah.
And so I remember thinking, oh, dear. I've been looking at this sign for entirely too long with my best I'm making a decision look. If I say a name that's not on there, I'm going to look like a complete idiot, and she's not going to give me beer. So I have to say the name of something that's on there, and I can't read it.
And by the way, just to be clear, you could easily tell Kendrick was really drunk. Like,
yeah,
there's no way. There was no, like, no, way that she didn't know. But this is, I mean, if you've been there, you know that this is what's happening in your head.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, I have to not come undressed so I can get served beer. And you just hit the people that don't give a shit. But you know that you think they give a shit.
In your head, yeah, at the time, you're like, I got this. And it's like, there's like, look at this drunk asshole.
He's trying so hard.
He's so fucking wasted. And so I looked to her, I turned, and with my head perfectly straight, looking her in the eye, which is probably more like a 45-degree angle, looking somewhere at her chin, we're lucky, I say, I'll have a pitcher of the ale, please. And she says, come right up. And I was like, yes.
Didn't even have to say.
Couldn't figure it out. Thank God they make an ale. If they'd have had just lager left,
I was wondering, because I remember the pitcher that you had.
Yep.
And it was not a porter. And nope. I was like, oh man, I forgot the story. I'm remembering.
Yeah. You might not have heard that part. Then I went over to the table of people I knew with a pitcher of beer, which is the best way to introduce yourself to a group of people or to appear in the evening. It's like the best entrance. You're like, yeah. Pitcher, also behind it, me. And then you're like, I like this guy because he brought beer in front of him. And that's when I was trying to pour beers for everybody.
While, like, falling on the ground.
And I was unable to stand up straight, but much to my... And to be fair, part of the reason I was probably falling down is because I was concentrating all of my inner ear proprioception abilities on keeping that beer up and stable. So, like, the rest of me was like, no, the head, body, that's a loss.
It's like gyroscopic centering.
Yeah, but, like, I managed to pour several beers without spilling any of it.
Which is the part I remember most vividly, because that's the part I was involved
in. Yeah, and you were like, wow, he's so drunk right now.
This guy and his pouring ability. Because I think this was just after, like, we hadn't actually been hanging out, had we?
Not really, not much.
Because had we played D&D at this point?
We must have, because I did not know you before that. Okay. I had never met you before that.
I remember your weird beard.
Remember your weird beard.
Shut up.
Aaron's weird beard. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
I know you don't. Today's the shout-out days.
Yeah. And then, didn't you go to Tamichi Tavern that night, too?
At some point in the evening, I was at Tamichi Tavern.
Which is like a really skeezy bar.
I spent a lot of time at the Tamichi Tavern.
Which is a really skeezy bar.
It's not the skeeziest.
That's a good argument.
It's like the second or third skeeziest.
What's the most skeezy bar in?
The Alamo.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's the one I was thinking of. Sorry, the Alamo is the one you went to, and I was like...
I did end up at the Alamo. I always end up at the Alamo on the bad nights. It's bad. And even now, even today, I end up at the Alamo somehow. I'm like, how did I drive 3 hours?
These dreams.
How did I get here?
Nah, wake up.
Oh, actually there. It's weird.
Oh, okay. You don't have a car?
Nope.
How do you get back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very expensive.
The only like really crazy drunk story I remember. There's two. No, that wasn't actually a drunk story. So,
how do we get to drunk stories from politics? Is it because that's what we're going to be doing after the election?
No, we're going to be going to Fugan and Chow.
Yeah, but
we need to take a bunch of people too, by the way.
Oh yeah, I'm not paying for everybody.
Though. No. That's fine.
Yeah,
but you will be. So,
but I'll be broke because of the new tax plan of insert presidential candidate here.
Oh wow, we should start doing that a lot. Like,
just generically complaining.
And we should do it way after the election's over.
Man, I really hate President. Oh yeah. Man, I really hate President insert racial comment here.
That's her name now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like whites.
Like egg whites, they're really gross.
White socks.
The
white bread.
I used to host parties at my parents' house when I was in high school.
Oh fuck, Duval.
And whoa.
Oh.
And we used to have these kind of crazy parties where people would do
UPS
stuff.
UPS truck behind me has my package.
Maybe.
It'd be really unlikely.
We should stop him and do.
We're super far north. There's no reason to be there.
Okay. We used to have all these really drunk parties where we would get alcohol and just hang out at
my parents' place. Hi, Kaz, Mom, Dad.
They know about this shit.
Of course they do.
I told
them.
And
they probably knew when you were doing this.
They were out for 1 week and had this fucking rager. And, like, there was, like, 30 people at my parents' house. And, like, we're all, every single person's underage. Like, it was ridiculous. And, like, we could have gotten in so much trouble. And what had happened is my cousin was there. And, like, he was, like, watching the house and we were there, like, me and him. And, like, at one point in the night, someone had broke a chair, like, a metal chair. like the legs off of it, right?
Damn.
I mean, my brother was there, because I remember getting in a fight with him, which woke the neighbors up, and they were pissed, because they had, like, a biking tournament the next day. I have this scar in my arm that I got from that night that I'll show you if you ever see me. And then...
All right, everybody, if you ask Kyle to show him the scar, to show you the scar, he'll give you a dollar.
I'll give you the showing of the scar. That's what I'll give
you. I'll give you a dollar.
Okay. And the rug got vomited on. And,
bad
like,
form.
Like, it was just the rug. Like, it was amazing. It was like the spray hit just the rug. Then we ended up taking that guy home. Before we were taking him home, we were sitting him on the truck bed of my cousin's truck, and he fell off and just smacked his head straight on the pavement.
Oh.
So then we had to toss him into the truck so he wouldn't sit, grab him home. And the next day we're like, shit.
Because he was rendered unconscious?
Yeah, no, he wasn't, surprisingly. Which is like that. There's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's this little sturdy guy. This is the point where you like you have people at your house you don't know. I don't know if you've ever had a crazy alcohol party like that.
I had a couple of those in college, yeah.
And, like, so we're trying to fix this chair and this rug. These are the two things that are evidence that we had a party last night, right? This broken-ass chair and this rug. And my cousin knows how to weld.
Oh, dear.
Welds the chair back together. No.
Is he drunk?
No, the next day.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, how do I fix this rug? I throw it in the washer. Totally works. And like, we got off like scot-free, or at least my parents didn't tell us they knew we had a party because they love me or something. I don't really know what it was. But it was a crazy night because I had to
I'm sure they operate by the method of no one called the cops.
Yeah, exactly, right? We had to talk our neighbors down from getting really angry. They're like, you can't have parties like that, Mike, because he was like an English dude, and I'm just an Australian accent, but whatever.
Close enough, 6-1.
So, I don't know. It was pretty crazy. That's like, I think my craziest one is like those parties we used to host at like my house where we would just get out of control, and we were probably shouldn't have been drinking yet. Admissions of guilt.
Yep. Lessons, really.
Yeah, no, these are all lessons. This is a podcast about
this
lessons.
This was a cautionary tale.
Exactly. But Michael Bolton's just not here.
That wasn't Michael Bolton, that was,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Julian Assange, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Jukebox is not a dog.
Yeah.
The guy from the...
Yeah.
The band. The bats.
Whatever the fuck it is you just said, yeah. That is a semi-truck full of pumpkins.
Pumpkin patch motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know what that... Oh, Benefit and Habitat for Humanity.
So we can't just take those pumpkins.
You can. It's really easy. Get out of the car. Go take some pumpkins. Get back in the car. Kyle's gone. He's gone. He went after pumpkins. They tackled him to the ground. Wow, they're beating the shit out of him. All right. I'm getting out of here.
Just kidding, guys.
No.
We gotcha.
Gotcha.
Halloween tricksies.
Halloween prank. A couple weeks after Halloween.
Hey, wait. What do you mean? We don't have that many episodes left. We took like 6 weeks off.
Wait. What? Well, no, I guess actually, yeah. This would be a Halloween pranky. Pranky. I guess happy pranks. Halloween, everybody.
Have you ever...
seen the rain coming down on a sunny day?
Yeah. So much that you lost coherence.
Yes.
Okay, so... I will fully and utterly admit on this podcast that I smoked so much hookah one time, I fell out of where I was smoking, hit my head so hard, I shit my pants.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was gross.
That's one where I don't even, like, I feel bad for you.
I sat in my truck for an hour and a half smoking hookah straight, like, we just kept relighting coals and putting tobacco on.
Well, did you stand up at all?
Yeah. No, okay. No, I didn't
that
until
worst.
I got out of the truck and I went...
Yes.
And then I got back up and fell back down again. And they're like, are you okay to drive? And I was like,
yeah.
I have shit all over me, so yes.
I've never done that. That sounds awful.
It was really embarrassing.
That's one of those moments where you're like, I will never tell anyone but a podcast.
I don't mind. Hey, this is fine. I fully admit this on the podcast.
It's
lessons learned. This is a lessons podcast. Don't smoke so much hookah that you pass out and give yourself a mild concussion while shitting your pants.
What's funny is it doesn't take much for that.
Not really.
It really doesn't. Like, I've definitely gotten very lightheaded off of a very small amount of hookah before.
Yep.
I got super lightheaded smoking cigars and drinking beer in a hot tub.
Oh, man, that's like a danger combination.
Right? Now. It was like all the things together. You're like, this is a dumb thing to do.
We've had people have that outside of my parents' hot tub, like when we have parties over there.
Oh,
where,
yeah,
like,
they'll
like be drinking and then they get super sick because they get dehydrated and hot. And
yeah.
It's like, there's certain
hot
things
tubs,
you don't do.
Hot tubs are bad.
And drinking is one of them.
Hot tubs and champagne are like the worst. Something about
or,
champagne.
So the first time I don't. The first time I hung out with like McCully outside of school. It was very short. It was at the wine
that's
bar.
That's metal. That was just some metal. That's the tire.
I don't worry about it. Right, just some metal.
Okay.
Was at the wine bar, and I'd never had a martini before.
Oh, dear.
And so it was right before spring break, and we were hanging out all there, and I was like, cool, martini. I was like, this is delicious. And so I had six more.
That is bad.
And I had such a bad hangover that I was, like, listening to my car, like, run the next day while I was driving home. And I was like, I can't handle my car making noise. Like, that's
how... My car is making too much noise right now.
Which is just a normal amount of noise. But be careful. I love the lesson. Be careful when you're drinking martinis if you've never had one.
As a rule, don't.
As a rule, don't have martinis?
Yeah, it's a rough game. They're just a bucket of cold gin or vodka.
Well, and I'm talking about the fruity ones that are are good, too. Because they just taste those so
are
good.
Those are so dangerous.
Yeah.
Because they don't taste like anything. And then it's tomorrow.
If you're lucky. Yeah.
No, it's always tomorrow.
Why don't we
just where
talk
you
about
end up.
Our experiences with Edward 40 Hands?
Nope.
Okay, so you do
no,
it.
I
I'll talk about mine after.
We did that. We did that, and I want to. In my defense, this is a great podcast for bringing one's self esteem down. I'm digging that.
It's okay. We're both doing it equally.
Yeah.
You're never going to beat me shitting my own pants, so at least you have that going for you.
Not with stuff I'm going to put on a podcast. So we did Edward 40 Hands.
If you're not familiar with the game, which you should be, you should never do it. We've lived this life, so you don't have to. It's, you
cautionary
take two
tale, 40s, part 3.
And you duct tape them to your hands so much so that you cannot, like, take them off of your hands, and you have two.
It
one
is uncomfortable.
Each hand. Yeah, and it's cold as fuck.
Yeah, no one told me how cold it would be.
And... you can't take them off until somebody... Well, you have to have somebody who's not playing, hopefully. Because breaking the bottle to take it off is not a good option.
Yeah, let me talk about that.
And you have to finish both of the 40s. Both of them. And some rules, you have to keep them equal the whole time, too. And whatever, but...
It's a lot
basically,
easier
if you can just drink all of it, you're good to go.
Fun fact, the human stomach is not larger than 80 ounces.
Of malt
liquor. No, the volume of a human stomach... is not on the average human stomach, I believe, is less than 80 ounces.
Okay.
So you're going to have a problem.
Yes.
By definition here. Like, you can't hold all that liquor or all that liquid.
It's one of those small trick games that you don't really get that you're
fucking. It's like the gallon challenge things where you're like, oh, I can do that. It's like, no, you cannot. You cannot do this. So when we played it, the last person in our group in the room managed to finish taping her hand up with her mouth and tore the tape off with her mouth and closed it with, like, her face. And then we had nobody with untaped hands.
Ugh.
And then immediately after we did that, we stood around smiling at ourselves. And then, like, not 5 seconds later, like, this was the dumbest thing we've ever done. What if there's a fire? That was, like, the very first thing we said. And then we played Thunderstruck.
Oh, so the Thunderstruck drinking game is where you basically just stand in a circle listening to Thunderstruck.
Drink a lot of beer.
And every time they say thunder, you pass. It's like you're drinking.
You
and
start
when they
chugging.
Say thunder, like, it passes to the next person and they start drinking. And then there's one. So this is like a game like any other drunk game where it's like Fuck the Dealer or any of these other games where one person that's playing, basically, it's like roulette. Gets the bullet. And because there's a minute and a half period in the song or something where, like,
there's a solo where he doesn't say thunder for, like, a minute and a half. And if you play the live version, it's, like, 3 minutes.
And so that person is done.
Yeah, that guy's done for the night. Well, we started it with that. And one of our guys was a celiac or something.
Celiatic.
And he just immediately got totally sick, like, right away. Puked in the sink and then just disqualified himself from the game.
Yeah, and then you're supposed to throw up when you played this game, so believe it or not.
Yeah, and then we continued playing the game throughout the evening. What are we doing here? What are we doing now?
I'm voting for insert candidate here.
Oh, man, I hate insert candidate here.
Insert candidate here is the worst
presidential candidate. Anyway, and so as we were continuing through the night, I had finished mine relatively quickly because I was kind of thirsty and just kind of going for it. We should probably wrap it up soon here, huh?
We'll end it with my
okay. So we're wrapping it up here. We get through the thing. I finished mine fairly quickly. I was a pretty active, solid drinker. We had a couple people that were lagging out behind. I was outside. The best part about this was that after we finished, now you got a room full of drunk ass people with way too much malt liquor in their bellies.
And only two bathrooms. 40s taped to their hands.
Yeah, no, that, we got the 40s off. Oh, okay. We'd finished, gotcha. And I don't remember who won, but we decided we were all losers. And my roommate comes home, who was working late or something and wasn't able to participate in the game. But he comes home, and this is a period when I was fucking around with the Axe body spray and lighters a lot. If you take like the little Axe body spray and you get a lighter, you can get a little flamethrower, which smells. It's
you
the only thing in worse.
Aerosol can.
Yeah, but the trick was at the time Axe had those little pocket pen sprays,
oh, okay.
So I could carry it around with me all the time and be a totally annoying dickhead. And the best part about it is I learned the only thing that smells worse than Axe body spray is burnt Axe body spray. So that's a fun thing. And so I'm out there, just I had it real good, but my finger slipped because I was drunk and doing stupid shit. So I had sprayed it down my arm. And so it stuck and was burning, so my arm was just on fire. And I'm just, like, flapping it around because I couldn't think of how to resolve the scenario I just got myself in. It burns out pretty quick because it's mostly just an aerosol alcohol,
right?
Yeah,
it's like
right?
If you dip your hand in, like, ethanol and
yeah.
light it on fire.
If you dip it, you're going to have a bad time. And if you spray it, it's going to burn off pretty quick, right? So,
well, you... Okay,
yeah. But you know what I mean. You've played this game before. So, that's when my roommate came home. I'm on the porch on fire. And he's totally sober because he just came back from something. And I'm like, oh, hi, Michael. And I'm just like waving my burning arm around like, can't put it out. He's just got this look of horror and disgust on his face. He opens the door to just this vignette of utter chaos and just horror. There was someone in the corner who was crying. There was a line to puke in the bathroom, on both bathrooms. Joe Quick, was army crawling on the ground on his elbows with a bottle taped to his shoulder blade, screaming about how he couldn't feel his legs and how Charlie got his legs. And then it's like, Joe, you've never been to Vietnam. And you're like 21-ish, maybe. Like, what are you doing? And so, it was just a fucking disaster. It was so bad.
I made the mistake of playing Edward 40 Hands by myself. Not that I was alone drinking, but I was the only one playing Edward 40 Hands. And I was playing with Steel Reserve.
Oh.
So it's
old
like
Fortran?
6%, 7%.
Oh, God. Oh, geez.
Alcohol.
So it's
more than a normal 40.
Oh, jeez.
So then I did that, right? And, like, I somehow managed to play, like, King's Cup, where you have to draw a card, like, and do it with my hands.
What you do is you just expose a little bit of duct tape and just get...
Oh, that's a good idea. I was trying to pick it up with cards and flip it, which worked okay.
Yeah.
I ended up probably losing that game. And when you're playing King's Cup with 40 over 40 hands, it's really like a fuck you, because... If you get the king, you may have three cups to finish instead of the two.
You're going to have a bad time.
I remember at one point I had to pee, and I did it, but I don't know if I put my, you know, Johnson back in my pants. And so someone might have to help me with that. But I got so messed up. Like, you just get unbelievably messed up when you play this
game. Yeah, it's really too much beer.
It is. And so what ended up happening is I had to vomit, and... I didn't want to, like, go to the bathroom for some reason. I think it was an use. So I very carefully took my screen out of my window.
With your 40?
No, I was out at this point. I was after. Yeah. But I took it out so delicately, put it inside, and I just vomited all over my, like, neighbors, like,
oh,
like in front of their window on their little, like, roofing thing. And then I just left my screen out and went to bed. So, like, let's just say... Don't ever do Edward 40 Hands.
That's just, there's no reason
because
to,
because we've done this for you.
There's no reason to.
Let's end on that note.
Yeah.
You know, we've tried to teach you some lessons here today for the
younger
people,
growing.
You know, taking part in our podcast, which is probably...
Or older people who maybe think they want to go back and do dumb shit. Again, don't.
We did this one like 10 years ago, so
yeah,
maybe don't.
We did this so you don't have to.
Well, thanks, everybody.
We got... All right. This is Sit Sock's embarrassing moments with Sit Sock.
Lessons learned.
Goodbye.
Bye.